Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pfizer and BioNTech are now reporting the latest test results show their experimental COVID-19 vaccine is 95% effective. Within days, Pfizer is expected to formally ask the FDA to clear the vaccine for emergency use. On Monday, Moderna released preliminary data revealing its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective. Time is of the essence, with daily new cases at record levels across the U.S. and expected to get a lot worse well into winter. Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm, a member of President-elect Biden's coronavirus task force, spoke to NPR's Here and Now about what's at stake.
A vaccine is just that. It doesn't mean anything till it's a vaccination. And so this last mile of actually delivering the vaccines, convincing the public that they should take the vaccine, and do that quickly is a real challenge before us.
Pfizer says it's in regular communication with President-elect Biden, but Biden's transition team has yet to get the vital information it needs from the Trump administration to be ready to address the pandemic once the Biden administration takes over in January. President Trump won't concede the election, and his campaign has confirmed today it will file for partial recount of the presidential election in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio's Laura White reports a recount will target the Democratic strongholds of Dane and Milwaukee counties.
In a prepared statement, the president's campaign said it's targeting Milwaukee and Dane counties because they are, quote, the locations of the worst irregularities. It says those irregularities are illegally altered absentee ballots, illegally issued absentee ballots, and illegal advice from county clerks that allowed voters to skirt Wisconsin's voter ID law. The head of the State Elections Commission has said there's no evidence of fraud or irregularities in the state. According to results certified by county clerks earlier this week, President-elect Joe Biden defeated Trump by about 20,500 votes in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 2016 presidential recount resulted in a net change of 131 votes in favor of the president. For NPR News, I'm Laurel White in Madison.
Meanwhile, the administration is expanding its list of Iranians facing sanctions. We have more from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo describes the maximum pressure campaign as, quote, extraordinarily effective. He says Iran is facing mounting debt and rising inflation, but it is also increasing its stockpile of enriched uranium, a result of the Trump administration's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. President-elect Joe Biden has said he would get back to negotiations if Iran starts complying again with that deal. Pompeo says he will continue to impose sanctions in the weeks ahead. The latest ones target two Iranian officers accused of being involved in a deadly crackdown on protesters last year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. In East Africa, conflict is forcing as many as 4,000 people each day to flee Ethiopia for Sudan. NPR's Ada Peralta says the humanitarian infrastructure in the region is overwhelmed.
The UN's humanitarian agency released a video that shows thousands of refugees walking across deserts and crossing a river to get to safety in Sudan. One young refugee is holding her young son. They had to run, she says, with just the clothes on their backs. She says she has no idea where her husband is. She's been looking for 5 days. The UN says almost 30,000 Ethiopians have fled into Sudan, leaving humanitarian agencies struggling to meet their needs. They warn the conflict in Ethiopia has unleashed a, quote, full-scale humanitarian crisis. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The full scope of storm destruction is starting to come into focus in Central America from the second Category 4 hurricane in as many weeks. Phones and internet access are slowly coming back online. Some evacuees are learning that Hurricane Iota's heavy rains and winds leveled their homes or left them heavily flooded after it made landfall Monday night. Iota also resulted in loss of life, at least 6 people in Nicaragua and a 7th in Panama. Several homes are destroyed, while hundreds more are at risk of being lost to several fires burning near the Nevada-California border. A fast-moving wildfire burned down homes in one Reno neighborhood. The blaze forced mass evacuations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.